In thy sight, our Lord and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Take a pew. So today, we had another example of our Lord healing the sick. It's one of a number that Mark told. However, notwithstanding how important it was to Bartimaeus, it's not one that on the surface sticks out from the others. So why is it here? Well, there are two things that hit me about the relevance in today's gospel. Firstly, when I say here, I'm not referring to here in the general sort of meh sense. I mean, why did Mark specifically place this, his last healing story, at this point in his gospel? It comes after what we heard last week about James and John asking to be seated at the right and left hands of our Lord. Two of his disciples, who were traveling with our Lord during his 3 years of earthly ministry, who still didn't get it. Next, after today's reading, will come our Lord's triumphal arrival in Jerusalem, what we call Palm Sunday. But you're not getting that next week. I think we're saving that for sometime around April. But I could be wrong. In that part of the gospel, we have the populace coming out to join the parade, but do they really know what it's all about? Or is it just a transitory, good-feeling movement? Well, from what happens afterwards, I think we know the answer to that question. Mark has put Bartimaeus' story between these two parts. Then there is the fact that we know who Bartimaeus is. He's not some unknown beggar at the gates. We have his name. Not only that, we have his father's name too. Citing his lineage in a world and a time when that carries great meaning is significant. Mark is giving him credibility despite his lowly status. And then we have our Lord approaching. Bartimaeus shouts out, "Jesus, Son of David." And those around him tell him to shut up. Now, whether that was from annoyance or embarrassment, who knows? But either way, all it makes Bartimaeus do is to shout even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So here's the nub of my first point. Bartimaeus sees in Jesus what he truly is and names it. A guy from the lower end of society who hasn't met our Lord before, but has heard all the tales in the marketplace, has it over two of the disciples and the populace in Jerusalem. It's not a free ticket to a higher position, as in the former, or a fleeting adoration, as in the latter. It's simply knowing our Lord, who our Lord is, and asking for mercy. Now, to the second point that speaks to me. Just now, I said that what Bartimaeus sees in Jesus. So how many of you sat there, tutted to yourself and said, "What's he talking about? He's blind. He didn't see a thing. Bingo. You're right. I was shamelessly using it as a bridging device. Bartimaeus didn't see our Lord in so much as he felt him. It's something that he'd heard and he felt as our Lord approached that stirred him into action. Enough action to ignore the crowd that was telling him to shut up. To feel something like this means that you have really taken it into your being, into your soul. People sometimes say that they can feel a particular style of music in their soul. It speaks to them. And I get it. But this is a much deeper dive. This comes easier to some. But I suspect all of us have had even the smallest of that experience. Let me give you a personal one. My mother. Oh yes, she comes up more often than not. She can see things deep within. And it's rather disarming when it reveals itself. This week is a significant week for me. It'll be 10 years ago, on All Saints Day, that I was ordained. And it was 13 years ago, on the Sunday of this All Saints week, that I was smacked across the head by what I refer to as the Holy 2x4. Or, to put it in its more formal way, the day that I got my call to ordained ministry. I was all on my own in the sanctuary in St. Mark's in Bermuda, getting things ready for a 10 o'clock service, worrying about a corporate takeover that could see me out of a job. Then someone told me, as clear as day, to stop worrying and to do what it was that I was supposed to do. Problem was, there was no one there. Freaked me right out. To cut a long story short, some months later, after having been home to here to Victoria for Christmas, discussing it with Bishop James, then going back, working out work, I called my parents with the earth-shattering news that I was going to return to Victoria, study to be a priest, but carry on in the hotel biz. I was bursting with joy. And as I told my mum, I was so pumped. It was, as they say, not even funny. And guess how my mother responded to me. I wondered when you get round to it, dear. What? How on earth could you know? I didn't even know until last week, and that was after an agonizing 4 months. Well, maybe that's the so, but deep down, I always knew that that's what would happen. If you don't believe me, you can call your sister and check. Well, I love my mother dearly. But trust me, when I put the phone down, I picked it up straight away and called my sister. The last thing I was going to have was the ladies in the family conniving behind my back. My sister's response? Oh, yeah, she's been saying that for years. Whilst I should have been pleased, I was actually a bit miffed. She'd done it again. Her ability to see, no, to feel, had got there before me. Like Bartimaeus, my mother just knew. She's the sort who can just open and listen to more than just the sounds. Now, one could say, oh, come on, Ian, play fair. Unlike Bartimaeus, she did have 50-year association with you, all bound up in a mother's love. Well, maybe. But if we're going to be really fair, half of that 50 years, I was on one continent and she was on another. But consider this. Bartimaeus had the incomparable presence of our Lord right there, right at the gates. But I'm not trying to make this a competition. Who can feel better than somebody else? No, what I'm showing is that whoever you are, you need to be open to the depth within you so that you can feel, whether you're a Bartimaeus or a mother. So, as I always say, what's that got to do with us today? Well, I have two related thoughts that I'd like you to ponder on. Firstly, how often do you look at someone purely on a superficial and make up your mind? To the dean's point in her notices with regards to the massacre 2 days ago, there's a lot of people who do that. They don't go deep. We don't go deep to understand a person better. That may reveal a person who is better or worse, but it does stop us from jumping to conclusions about another person. Second, I was sort of preempted in my second on Thursday. Every day I receive in my inbox an email from the Society of the Brothers of St. John the Evangelist in Massachusetts, where I go on retreat. And their email is called, Brother, Give Us a Word. And each day, one of the brothers has a word, and they give a short sentence paragraph to explain how they feel. And Thursday's word was depth. And it came along with the words penned by Brother Nicholas. If you're seeking to know God, then the direction you go is down into your own depths. Woo, that hit home, given I was just at the point of polishing a sermon that I had started a couple of weeks earlier. With my life, I always start my sermons early because you never know what you might get. How deep was I going in my journey to understand and to flesh out my belief in God through Christ? And from what motivation do I approach that faith? Do I believe because I may get a higher preferment? More than just simply being a beloved child of God? Or do I believe because it seems the right thing to do, and it does get me out of the house, but when the winds of change blow, will I change? Or do I believe because deep down, I know of the saving grace of God through Christ? Well, I'd dearly love to say to you that it's always the latter. But I'd be lying. I try. Oh, do I try. And I'm okay. But there are always times when I wobble from that straight and narrow. Probably, I suspect, because I'm human. But I keep working on it. What about you? Do you feel it? Do you feel your faith deep within you all the time? Be honest. Well, if not, it's okay. Probably means you're human too. Tell you what, you can join me and we can just keep working on it together. Amen.